Good afternoon. There are some surprising results from a study that compared Oregon and other states' economic positions. The Deschutes Economic Alliance held a special meeting in Bend yesterday and unveiled the results of the report commissioned by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Oregon ranked number one in terms of higher education efficiency. Delora Zimmerman says the speech also gave local business and government leaders tips on ways to attract more jobs to Oregon and this region. One big issue is how regulation is stifling business.
Some of the states have commissions now that take a look at every rule and regulation, every law that's passed to see what its impact is on jobs. And some of the states have established thresholds on the impact. And if it crosses that threshold, they won't. The governor will veto it, or it won't pass.
Some states are also encouraging more streamlining. In other news, she's in her 30s and has been diagnosed with breast cancer twice. 1110 KBND's Rebecca Marshall shares her story.
Helen Oppenheimer was just 36 when her life changed.
I found a lump during the course of taking a synthetic hormone of progesterone.
The doctor confirmed her biggest fear. She had breast cancer.
Wow, it's been short, but it's been fun. You're literally staring at mortality.
She chose the option with the best odds.
Could actually do a mastectomy, no chemo, no radiation, and take tamoxifen for 5 years. And it was less than a 1% chance of reoccurrence.
Unfortunately, she defied those odds.
I found another lump on the same side where I'd already had a mastectomy. And I immediately went in. It was about the size of a small pea, as I can put it. And I got that, same fearful phone call. I'm so sorry, but you've got cancer again.
She's had 4 rounds of chemo and is awaiting radiation treatment, which starts next week. Oppenheimer loves seeing the race for the cure come to town because she knows she's not alone. And she knows good things are being done to fight the disease. She also knows early detection saved her life twice.
That race is this weekend in Portland. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.